This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Abel Rafai, Aaron Keefe, you have found yourself once again at Tribal Council, and one of you is going home tonight.
JPC, I'd like to play an idol.
Okay. There are hidden idols in this game. Adel, you would like to play an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please bring it up here.
Okay. I found this, it's sort of like a weird crab. It was scuttling along the beach. I assume that this is an idol.
Okay.
I'll toss it in the fire, or?
No need to toss it in the fire. The producers
smell pretty
have
good if
me.
You did.
The producers have briefed me as to what is and is not an idol. I will now confirm whether or not Adel's immunity idol is a real idol.
I hope to God, because otherwise I should have eaten it. I am starving.
Adel, yeah. You should have eaten this tiny crab.
No. Oh.
This is not an immunity, Adel.
JPC.
I've lost 25 pounds in my legs.
I would like to play an idol.
As we all know, on the game of Survivor, there are hidden immunity idols hidden all across the island. Aaron Keefe, please bring me your immunity idol.
Hey, here she is. Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. It's Kelly Clarkson. She's an American Idol.
This is a full wedding procession.
Oh, how did she find that?
Kelly Clarkson.
Of little dolls that you've made.
It's okay, Kelly Clarkson. She's an American Idol. She was the first winner.
This is Kelly Clarkson.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
I hope this is real.
This is the human person, Kelly Clarkson.
Eating these dolls.
Here she is once again. She's torn into pieces. You can't deny it. Okay.
Whether or not Aaron's Kelly Clarkson doll, that is actually just Kelly Clarkson,
come on.
Is an immunity idol. Aaron,
mm-hmm.
You should have eaten the doll. This
no.
is not an immunity idol. And I'd also like to say, if I may, you two have been wasting our time with these immunity idols.
No.
John Probst Cohen?
Yes.
I'd like to play an idol.
No.
I'd like to play an idol.
I think one per episode is the limit for the two of you.
Jeff Probst Cohen.
John Probst Cohen? Jeff, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, wait a minute. Aaron.
Our plane crashed on this island. Is it not Mark?
Aaron, our plane crashed on this island.
Yeah.
And for the first 2 years, there was nobody here, right? We weren't on a game show. Who is this guy? When did we start
I guess it sort of got
game?
Away from me.
Hey, come here. Hey, we gotta cook this guy.
Snap, snap, snap.
It's a crab.
We're dying.
I'm John Crab Cohen. John Patrick Krabs.
I'm Idol Rafai. Immunity Idol Rafai.
Thank you.
Aaron Keefe out of the camp.
I don't get to participate.
No, Aaron, no.
No, I'm not part of the whole thing where my name works with the Survivor pun.
Here's my thing. I watch every season of Survivor, and I have been lamenting the last, I don't know, 15 seasons, whatever it was, because they've taken away my favorite part, which is the auction.
I love the auction.
Guess who's back? Nah, 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 nah. The auction comes back. Or it has come back.
Cool.
From this past episode. There's probably already a winner by now.
I don't watch Survivor, but Mariah's in a Survivor pool, and I ask a lot of questions and then don't listen to the answers because I don't actually care about Survivor. But I have decided, I was firm on this before. I do not want to go on Survivor, and I would never go on Survivor. I flipped it around. Now I do want to go on Survivor.
Okay.
And just be... chaotic or
what bullshit is this? What do you mean?
I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything that they want me to do on Survivor. But I think what I want to do is I want to get as much like screen time as I can, And my two ways of doing this is every tribal council, I will play an immunity idol. It will not be a real idol. And I will force the host to be like, you got to sit down. This is not an immunity idol. Yeah. I'm like, well, I have another one. And he's like, no, sit down. No immunity idol.
That's just a twig.
I don't think anyone's ever done that. The other thing that I want to do is I want to call him Mark. I think his name is Jeff from context clues.
He looks like Mark.
I want to call him Mark, and I want to refer to him exclusively as Mark. I want to address him to his face as Mark. And no matter how many times he tells me his name is Jeff, I want to talk about Mark. And then also, while people are at like the immunity, whatever, kick someone off council, tribal council, I want to exclusively refer to the other people who I've been like meeting and talking to and forming relationships by wrong names. I want to be like, Alex is coming for me. And he's like, which one is Alex? There's no Alex here. And I'm like,
you tell me.
I'm like, Mark, this is insane. You're making me look insane. I want to do that on Survivor because I'd get out pretty quickly, but I think it would also be a lot of fun for me.
This past season, GPC, in the first like 3 or 4 weeks, two people quit. They got to tribal council and they wanted to quit. And Jeff, Mark, was so upset and like truly like hurt and like angry at them. And I think he would rather someone do that than do what you would do on the show.
I want to see what happens because like he tries to be pretty impartial. I want him to hate me, and I want him to like come after me as the host and the producer. I want him to be like, "We got to get this guy out. You got to vote this guy out."
You
want to
pull his pigtails too? You're in love with him. You're negging him. You want his attention that bad?
I have to imagine JPC would get voted out, and Jeff would be like, "Bring me your torch." Of course, in this game, fire represents life, and he'd go to snuff JPC's torch, and JPC would be like, "Can't kick me off if you can't catch me." And he'd race into the jungle with a lit torch and they'd be like, oh my God, like this is bad.
He would do that.
This is really bad. And then obviously while he's running, his torch would catch spark on some dry leaves and the
burn
entire island would burn down.
I would like to compliment both of you really quick.
Sure.
And I'll mean this as a compliment. JPC, if I went on Survivor, day one, I see your face, your vibe, immediately, I'm like, that guy has got to go. I make a beeline for you. I make it my business to make sure you are not on the show anymore.
This man is haunted.
Yeah, it's personal. It's immediately personal if I see your Captain Hook looking ass on that beach.
I'm she coming means this as a compliment. You.
And I mean this as a compliment.
Okay, I like that.
Adel,
a compliment.
Complete opposite. You would be able to portray me so easy. I'm a gullible little crab. I go, I'll go wherever you go, buddy. I'm following you around. You're telling me who to vote for. And then you stab me in the back with absolutely no problems. The immediate trust I would have because of Adel's face, compliment. That's the kind of thing he's looking for. And the immediate distrust I would have in JPC, compliment. That's the kind of thing he's looking for.
I look like a sad dog.
So
JPC looks like a young Severus Snape.
Well, okay, here's the other thing. So I know I'd get kicked out because I wouldn't be playing the game, right? And I'd just be in it to have like fun for me. But the thing that I would love, love, love to do, whenever everybody gets kicked out, whether they're like blindsided or they expected it and it just happened, but they're leaving, they always do like a very short to camera thing where they're like, I really wanted to be here. I love Survivor. I love the game, but it's my time and I have to go home. I would want my camera thing, no matter, I would not give them anything else but this. I would go, what do I do now? Where do I go? Will someone tell me where to go? And
I don't have a home I can go back to. I burned all the bridges at home.
I would say, I have no idea what's happening on this game. Where do, could a producer tell me where to go?
I think I'd be very similar where I would just look at the camera. I'd go, phone, my phone. Can I get my phone? I need my phone ASAP.
This is a conversation that I've had with people is what is your like Survivor daydream or fantasy? Like if you were on the show, what would be the moment that you would most like to have? A lot of people say like playing an awesome, well-played immunity idol where everyone's voted for them and then they get to play their idol. For me, my Survivor dream would be winning an individual immunity challenge because I think it would make people at home cry because of how incapable I am and how much I've even underestimated myself. So in my fantasy, it's like you've seen me fail time and time again at these individual immunity challenges. And then right towards the end, I pull one out by like keeping my hands over my head or whatever. And everyone's like, she's amazing. She
That'd
is
be cool.
Basically a sick ghost. And she managed to win an individual immunity challenge. What an inspiration.
Would it be even sick better, Aaron, if you redundant. Won against some like really buff, like 6'2", like... strong, savvy, good game playing guy.
Yeah. And he's a pompous ass.
Sure.
And he says something so shitty to me right before we start, and I don't even acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I just give him a little look. I don't even say anything.
Higher
and they're
road.
Like, Aaron, not only do you win immunity this week, but while the other tribesmen are going back to their camp to eat their rice, you are going to get a loaded gun, and you get to shoot Mark, who's been such a dick to you this whole show.
No, Mark's
Wait, which
the host.
Mark? Which Mark?
I don't know the names.
My dream scenario is first episode, absolutely get voted out.
Yeah.
I mean, any comedian wants to be out first on any reality TV.
And I try and like... I try and put on a brave face, but I'm pretty pissed. And I'm like, oh, okay, you got me like blindside. I'm like, good. Hey, I wish you all the best of luck. But then I look at one person, I go, except for you, Donna, I wish nothing but the worst for me. And I kind of gesticulate like I'm putting a curse on Donna. And I'm just like, everyone, go for Donna.
And you talked to Donna once and it was so pleasant.
Yeah, Donna was so nice to me. And then I go to take my torch to Jeff. And as he goes to snuff it, there's a rustle in the jungle behind me.
Right.
Out comes an elephant. And the producers are like, how did it, on this island? Is this like Costa Rica? And I make eye contact with the elephant and it bows its head and I run up its trunk, sit atop its head and go, ha ha. And the elephant races off, goes into the ocean.
And then I command the elephant, kill Donna.
And the ocean swallows me whole.
Okay.
That's a left turn that I wasn't expecting that Donna thing to go. And now Donna's got to be concerned about that curse you put on her.
And now America hates Donna. They're like, what did she do to this guy? And technically, I was never evicted. So
I've actually thought about this, Aaron, this exact scenario as well. And here's my answer. I don't know if they do this on every Survivor, so you're going to have to, you guys have watched the show and I have not. Do they very often have, like, if you make it far enough, they invite, like, a member of your family to, like, come
to
pre-COVID,
the pre-COVID, they did that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would really love to do with that. I would love to, while I'm at Survivor, I want to make it to that point to have like my family member there, but I want to change no details about my wife as I like talk about her, except I want to call her Rachel. I just want to refer to her as Rachel. Everything else would be exactly the same. I'm not like making up a person. I just say that her name is Rachel. And then when Mark is announcing who all of the people are on the beach, you know, I'm standing next to these other people. They're like, and the JPC's wife, Mariah, is here. And she comes out. And I'm like, oh, my God, I miss you so much. And everyone else is thinking like, what the fuck? Is her name Rachel or Mariah? Like, why is he calling her Mariah now? And then later, after she goes home, if someone asked me about it, I'd be like, yeah, my wife's name is Rachel. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay. So you're trying to torture everyone. People.
Yes. People are like, I know he's playing a game, but he's not playing the game Survivor. Like, what? How is this fucking with me? It shouldn't be.
For my episode of that, I want them to send me a stranger. Instead of someone I know. I'm like, I don't know this man. This man is a stranger.
I want them to be like, here's Adel's wife, Gemma. And somebody in a wheelbarrow takes out like a mannequin with a wig and like makeup on, and everyone's like, what is going on? And I just absolutely make out with it.
You
I'm
burst
like, oh my
into
God,
tears.
Gemma.
Like, I missed you.
It's like, here's JPC's brother, Chuck. And this guy comes out. He's just like wearing like an Arby's uniform. And I'm like, oh, Chuck, it's so good to see you. And I'm like hugging him. I'm like, do you have the beef and cheddar? And then I'm like eating an Arby's sandwich from within his shirt. He's like, I'm not sure why I'm here, but I got paid $15,000.
JPC, you fool. You could have made it on the show. And now they'll hear this episode and they'll never let you on.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny. I don't know how you swing it, but if you could swing it, it'd be very funny for them to be like, Adel, you made it this far. Here's your cousin, Jude Law. And Jude Law comes out, and people are like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Your cousin's Jude Law? He's British. And it's...
Oh, yeah. I just pick a celebrity I want to meet.
Yeah.
And that's
what
I put on my paperwork.
Would it be funnier?
Chris Evans. And I'm like,
would it be funnier? funny to say it's Jude Law, but you get like you hire like a Jude Law impersonator yeah, who kind of looks like Jude
that's
Law.
That's it. We found it. It took us a couple minutes.
And people are like, wait a minute.
And you like act like it's Jude Law. And people are like, I just don't think it's him. Like he's like 5'4".
That's DJ Qualls.
I have like a John F. Kennedy impersonator.
Kennedy died years ago.
All right. Okay. We got to get
to riddles. Okay. Shut up. Everyone shut up. We got
to
do riddles.
We have to do
Everyone
our shut Survivor. Up.
Everybody shut up. Go watch Survivor if you want to watch Survivor. We don't. We want to do riddles. That's what we want to do. Okay.
My favorite thing in Survivor, real quick. My favorite thing in Survivor is anytime there's any interstitial moment, there's always like a, oh yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very fun to do, to replicate on the couch.
Okay, here's our first riddle. We have some like more warm-up riddles, so we'll go into those. This one's from Sergi. Mm. S-E-R-G-I. Sergi?
S-E-R-G-I. Sergey. Yeah.
Sergey? That's Sergey? Okay, Sergey.
Yeah.
Or Sergey. It doesn't matter. How many letters does this riddle's answer have?
Hmm.
How many letters does this riddle's answer have?
Three.
So this?
Oh, wait, no. That makes no sense.
The beauty of Erin's face there was she said three, and then she scrunched up her entire face.
How many words?
How many letters does this riddle's answer have? Erin, I gotta say, you're pretty close.
17.
Oh, no.
this riddle's answer has 17 letters in it.
Does it?
F-O-U-R. Four.
Erin, it is four. Yes. I think it's that four is the only number to be how many letters is in the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have also it so I don't say three first.
Erin, I would have also accepted six. Not because six is right. I just would have accepted that as well.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Okay, here's your next one. This one is from Allison and Rob and their cats Elixir and Meme.
Ooh,
which are pretty funny for cats.
Cat name.
Elixir especially.
I get baked, but I don't get high. I wear a jacket, but I'm not a guy. I get smashed, but I do not drink. I'm white or orange, but never pink.
We've had this before.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
Because we wrapped it or something.
Is this a potato?
Am I crazy?
A potato.
I feel Erin. Like I have a memory of you being like, I get baked, but I don't get high. Do you guys not remember this?
It does have a very rap flow to it. Did we talk about Elixir and Meme on that episode too, Erin?
Maybe.
They are cute cats. One's white and one's black. Of course, that was from 2018, so RIP to Elixir and Meme.
I think that's when we did that riddle.
Okay, good.
Someone will know and someone will confirm it for me, and it will be nice.
Hey, well, I'll say this. I am probably the only one that is putting the used riddles into the used riddle folder, so...
I didn't know what I was doing in 2018, and I have not used 2018 riddles since 2018. So
yeah, these are my riddles. Lay off them. Okay, you ready for this next one? This next one's from Anonymous. Some people did not want to leave their name, and they had like a joke name for an email, so I'm just going to read Anonymous. One eye, two legs, one tooth lays eggs. What are we talking about?
One eye, two legs, one tooth lays eggs.
It's not an animal.
Is that your answer? Is that your final answer?
I guess that's my final answer.
What
it's
is the world's worst bird? You.
Carson? Carson.
Yeah.
I like it.
Was that Carson on Jeopardy?
Is it like a needle? Or like,
ooh,
something
Erin.
Like
needle's
that?
Good. Needle's a
Erin,
good one.
It is not a needle, and it is not an animal.
So it's an animal.
Yeah, I guess if you want to be pedantic about it, it's an animal.
Okay, read it again.
Well, the word bird has one eye. And the bird
Adel,
has two legs.
That's correct.
I don't know what the one tooth is. Would a sideways B be a tooth?
One eye, two legs, one tooth lays eggs. Bird, I think you could even, I think, in fact,
Big
the riddle
bird.
Says that I am allowed to accept bird, but there is a more specific answer.
Ooh, is it a specific bird or is it?
Yeah, it's a specific bird. Erin, what did you say? Did you say pickle?
I said big bird.
Would you like to change it to pickle?
No.
Okay, it's not big bird and it's not pickle.
Hummingbird, bluebird.
No. One eye,
crow.
Two legs, one bird lays eggs. And Adel, the reason why you guessed bird having like one eye, that is also correct for the answer.
Hmm.
Oh.
I just don't know the one tooth thing.
The one tooth thing.
Be a tooth?
Yeah, kind of sorts. The one tooth thing I will explain afterwards, but the one tooth thing is the part of it that makes it tricky, because this is a, I feel like you have to know like a kind
bird
of about
anatomy?
Bird anatomy a little bit to know the one tooth thing.
Oh, don't they have one tooth on their beak to like crack stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
it's
kind
called
of birds,
an egg
though?
Tooth.
I was married to a bird. A woman in England, I should say. I do want to see a scene.
Wait, you didn't get the riddle yet.
It's well, bird.
That's never stopped us before from
I know, we're just all setting
before.
Ourselves up for a situation where we finish the scene, we have a great time. We finish the scene, we have a great time, and I have to say, you didn't get the answer yet.
That's what the show is.
That's what the show is.
If you want to keep living the same patterns without ever growing,
okay,
far
fine,
be it from
let's
me to
grow. Adult,
John Probst, I'd
make
like
sure
to play
a remember
scene.
The scene at the end. We're going to
okay,
try.
Perfect.
Okay, make sure you remember it. We're growing. Look, I love it.
Specific type of bird. I mean, this is like a super common type of bird, but I
pigeon.
Would say not. What's
emu.
That?
Pigeon.
But not one that I think you would see very often, but there are a lot
eagle.
Of these.
Bat.
Mm-mm. No.
Crow, raven. There's a lot of these. Starling, sparrow.
What climate would they be in?
Penguin.
Oh, I think they can live in like any climate. Maybe not any climate, but
seagull.
A lot of climates.
You don't see these a lot.
You don't see them a lot, but there are tons of them.
Owls.
And I will say lays eggs is a big clue there.
They all lay eggs.
All birds lay eggs.
Exactly. But what kind of eggs would... And I will say that you see these eggs pretty often.
Chicken.
Yeah.
It's a chicken.
I said chicken,
Aaron,
didn't I?
Chicken.
I heard pickle. Did you say
I
chicken?
I said chicken like
said
a minute
pickle
ago.
Several times. I do want to see a scene.
Yes.
Aaron, you are Big Bird. Obviously, you've been living on Sesame Street for a while. You've finally decided to pack up your bags and move back to wherever birds live, like the forest. Mm-hmm. And you're having a hard time blending in. JPC and I will be birds who live where you set up shop for home. Mm-hmm. We're not quite as welcoming as you would like.
Unpack my suitcase. All right, I'm doing pretty good. Oh, I miss my friends already.
Whoa! What the fuck?
Hi, new friends.
Doug. Hey, Doug, 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 Doug.
Okay, hold on. I'm finishing a worm that I just caught. It's so good. Mmm, that's worm.
Ooh, could I share a worm with you?
What the fuck?
I've been eating pancakes on Sesame Street, but I'd love to try worm.
You've been eating pancakes? You... must be dead.
Can we eat that?
That can't be right. Pancakes?
That can't be something
pancakes.
We can
pancakes.
Eat. Pancakes?
Oh, you're way smaller than me. Oh, I thought you'd be like my size.
You're
Why?
Huge. You're fucking
have you
enormous.
Ever
you're
met...
a building.
Yeah, have you ever met someone your size?
No.
Hold
but
on.
I
you're...
thought maybe if I came back to where the birds were, then I could be with people my own size.
Stop craning your neck down so low. Just stand up regular. Hey, you're a bird? You're a bird?
Yeah.
No way.
Fly.
No way it's a bird.
Fly.
Come on, man.
I want to see you get off the fucking ground. One
I'm
inch is fine.
I'm not very aerodynamic.
Not all birds can
jump.
Fly. Not all birds can fly. I know like ostriches and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There are penguins. There are ground birds.
Carl can't fly.
Yeah, Carl can't fly. It's just a confidence thing with him. But
right.
What you said.
My name's Big Bird.
Come
no,
on.
We know. We can tell. You look like your name.
Are you bullies? I learned how to deal with bullies from Gordon.
I don't know. I don't know. Gordon. I'm Phineas. This is Doug. We kind of rule the roost here, as it were. These are our trees. This is our patch. You're
going
to scare off any potential food source we have.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm a really good friend. You know, I'm trying to start anew. Ever since my friend Mr. Hooper died in the 70s, I haven't really felt like myself.
The 70s? Jesus.
Mr. Hooper? How old? Are you like a kaiju? What are you?
You guys are kind of mean. I think I'm going to drag
my We're mean. You just showed up at our house and slapped those big plastic... I gotta say, those look plastic as
those
hell. Are those
plastic.
Your feet?
You also crushed my car. What is that? Is it calling for backup?
Yes. And then a bunch
assemble.
Of big birds destroy those little birds.
A bunch of big birds fly down from the sky.
It's like the end of Avengers where a bunch of portals open and a lot of big birds walk through.
I guess spoilers for the end of Avengers. Here we go.
recent binge.
Yes. Here we go. This is another riddle that was from Anonymous, and this one's from Rose. Okay, Rose. Mm, go
okay,
off.
Rose.
By any other name.
I can be sand, I can be a bird, and I can be the sun. What am I?
Ray.
Glass.
Ooh, Ray Glass.
I can be
wow.
bird.
That's
I can
my
be
friend.
Sand or a bird. I can be bird. I can be sand. I can be sun or a sand.
That was so innocent and pure. That's my friend.
That's my friend.
Ray Glass.
I love Ray. She did such a funny bit. She visited LA and I got to see her for a day. And she's so fucking funny. She pulled out her headphones or something on the table. This was a day and a half into seeing her. And she put them on the table and she made it seem so natural. And then I looked and there was a sticker of me that she bought from the Hey Riddle Riddle shop that was on her headphones.
Wow.
And she was just waiting for me to notice. And I died. It's like, that's such a weird bit. I love you. Who would do that?
She
that's
made some
awesome.
Cool pens for us early on.
Yeah.
And she did. And she does. And that is not the answer to this riddle.
I can be sand. I can be a bird. I can be the sun.
Yes. I can be sand. I can be a bird. And I can be the sun.
What rocks.
What
glass.
What a bird it's riddles today.
Not rocks and it's not glass.
Red.
But,
yellow.
But glass is in one of the words that would lead you to
white?
The answer.
Ooh, mirror. Sand. Sand.
Light.
Sandpiper.
Well, I said sand. Sand is in the riddle.
Sandpiper.
Light. Sandpiper.
What if it was, I could be sand, I could be a bird, I could be the sun, and the answer was sand.
Sand. I mean, riddles do.
Riddles do be do
surprise,
that.
Surprise.
Surprise be do that.
Riddles be shopping. Sand, a bird.
I can be sand, I can be a bird, I can be the sun. What am I?
Move ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so all of these things, sand, a bird, and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, they're not exactly like one-to-one this thing, but they're components of a thing that makes this thing, that is how we interpret this thing.
A garden?
So it's like a, what's that?
Like a garden? Is
it's
it like
not a garden? All three of these, sand, a bird, and the sun, relate to an object. Mm. So if you can get the three objects that these things relate to, you will get the concept that ties them all together.
Sand
that's
is
an,
a beach.
That's an okay hint, I would say.
Bird.
Sunglasses.
Nest.
Magnifying glass.
No, but Aaron, tweets. Glass is related to
binoculars.
Sand. But it's not, it's, the word glass is in the answer to this thing.
Glass
hourglass.
Glass.
It's an hourglass, yes.
Wow.
Hourglass is related
what?
To sand.
Hourglass.
I can be sand, I can be a
time.
Bird, I can be the sun. Aaron, the answer is time.
Wow, so like a rooster crowing in the morning. An hourglass, and then the sun rising?
And then
the
sundial?
A sundial, yes.
Sundial.
And then the bird one, I was like, okay, I like rooster crowing. It was a cuckoo clock. And I'm like, okay, I guess so. It's like a clock, you know, it all kind of fits in. But yes, it was those three things, and they all it become time in the end. I want to see a scene.
Oh, okay.
Wow, JPC buzzer beater.
I'd like to see a scene. We are going to do a quick scene between Adil and Aaron. You guys are exchanging presents for some holiday. Adil, you just opened a present from Aaron, and it was like very kind, very thoughtful, very expensive, kind of blew you away. And you got her an hourglass, and you're not really sure you want her to open it.
Okay.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Swarovski crystals. I've just never seen a basketball with those inlaid. This is like an uncut gems piece. This is
amazing.
Yeah,
I made it myself, too.
Holy shit.
We had never exchanged gifts before.
Oh
sort of
God.
Our first Christmas as a couple. And I just, I just wanted to get it right.
This is truly one of a kind. I mean, there's a certificate of authenticity. This was, this is too much. Don't
I mean, my love language is gifts, and now I cannot wait to see what you got
can I redo or like this is one of 10 or something
what
he's it.
Trying to downplay it so I keep my expectations low all right I get it I've been there for shake the box can't tell what it is
sorry I just put it in one of my old shoe boxes I didn't have time to wrap it
sounds like diamonds is it diamonds? Did diamonds. My boyfriend give me a shoebox full of diamonds?
That's a big
and
swing.
And I'm opening it up, and he probably... you know what I bet it is? Keys to a car, keys to a house.
Stop guessing.
Keys to a car and a house?
That's...
Oh my God, I shook the box. Is it a puppy?
Tiffany.
It's probably a puppy.
Tiffany.
It's a puppy with keys to a house on the collar. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I'm opening it. And I'm opening the box.
So sorry.
And
shouldn't take this long. Here, let me just
I can see it. It's probably I have like however times on this hourglass to find my regal gift.
No. I saw a thing on TikTok where this was cute because I like spending time with you. So that's...
You got the idea from a TikTok?
Yeah, well, it's a trend. It's like a big trend. So it's not one TikTok. It's like 200 TikToks.
It's a prank.
It's not a prank. It's I like spending time with you. So it's like a clever. It's like a fun clever. It's like a... and it's the kids are doing this.
You hit a diamond ring inside, smashes the time.
Ooh, there goes $299.
$299?
$2.99. I should have said three. I should have just said, there goes three.
We're breaking up. Dribbles basketball out of the house.
You are ruining my floor.
The best revenge is ruining someone's floor with your Swarovski crystal basketball. And we're going to take a little bit of our revenge on you, the listener, by making you listen to some ads. Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
He didn't mean it.
I mean, it's true, but it's what
no,
we're
it's
going
not
to do.
True.
It's not true.
I'd like to
They're
see
fun.
An ad. I'd like to
these
see
These are
ad.
Fun. You'll like these. And we're back. Hey, that wasn't so bad, huh? It was funny. We make them fun sometimes for you guys.
I have fun.
Yeah, we like them. And if you listen on the ad-free feed, who fucking cares? You're better than these people. You don't have to wait for shit. Why not?
Immediate gratification.
immediate gratification. You had to listen to the little sting. You had to listen to Casey's little hate-ridden over it.
Yeah. I think it's like, is that on the sting?
Casey, does it sound like...
It's
like a cat getting going.
You guys know, you just heard it.
Yeah, but...
What is that noise?
Am Casey, I crazy?
Is that like a meditation chant?
Sounds like a VHS rewinding.
You know what some people think sometimes? They think I am the person going, this is a HeadGum podcast. I'm like, that's a British lady. They just think it's me doing a bit as the British lady.
Aaron, that was you in 2018. You
Do you guys know who that is doing that? This is a HeadGum podcast.
She's from iZombie and Ghosts.
Jude Law?
Jude Law.
Oh, it's Jude Law.
I was going to say Jude Law.
Can we do some more riddles?
Yes. Speaking of people being from the UK, this next riddle is from Laurie from the UK. Laurie... wanted to send another email specifically to be like, look, I'm a boy, Laurie. I know you don't have those over there.
Like from Little Women.
Like from Little Women, Aaron.
Well, we should say truck. This is an email from truck.
This is a boot from truck.
Thank you.
Truck would be a really fucking sick name. Can you imagine meeting a guy who's like, hey, I'm truck.
My name's Truck.
There were two different people when I used to do my Twitch stream that would come in the chat. They were both named Truck.
Truck?
Or they both went by Truck. Yes.
Wow.
I love that name. There was also someone whose son was named Van. And I love just like Truck, Van. These are great names. Van. Car,
if you're changing
perfect
your name to
person.
Some sort of masculine name, may I suggest Truck? I hope I just found someone's new name for them. Congratulations, your name is Truck.
Hugh Laurie is basically Large Truck.
Wow.
That's a Hugh Laurie. That's a large truck.
I do like when they're just making noises. Okay, we're
ready.
It sounds like when you used to go to the theaters in the 90s, they'd show like the sound system and they'd be like, you know, like surround sound,
Dolby Digital,
Excelsior, Dolby Digital, and then it'd be like, whoa.
I love that. I wish they still did that shit. They should do retro throwback movie sound,
yes,
like trailer things. We're getting pretty far afield. This one's from Laurie. Laurie writes, if you become tired and want to leave, you will become a new leader. What's happening? And I'll be honest. Didn't quite get this one. I understand it conceptually, but I'm not quite there on... I even went to like the Wikipedia page to be like, how does this work?
And can you read it for me?
Yes. If you become tired and want to leave, you will become a new leader.
Is it a worm?
Like a mutiny?
Oh my God. A mutiny? Yes, I like a mutiny. Aaron, I like worm.
How a worm can be like, see ya, to itself, which is my absolute dream, escaping myself.
Well, the worm doesn't usually like cut itself, right?
No, I think, can't it? Can't it just be like, fuck it, I'm two.
I think it has to be cut.
No.
Then why have I been wasting my time cutting hundreds of worms every morning? Or
helping cut the worms.
They can just
maybe
separate?
Maybe there is a reason why a worm would need to split itself. Like if it was like... Oh, that was a dark thought. I don't like where that went. I was
well,
like,
well,
they're
asexual, right? So if they want a divorce?
Yeah. If they can't agree on something internally, they're just like, fine, then we're two different worms.
The two ends are just like, I hate you. I hate you.
I do want to see a scene. I have to see a scene. I'm sorry. Aaron is still Googling.
I don't have any answers yet, so God, I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. I have to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you are two halves of a worm, and you just can't agree, and so you're thinking about just becoming different worms.
I think I'm feeling like
oh yeah,
pizza.
Yeah. Honey.
You want honey for dinner?
Honey. Yeah. It has all the sugars we need. What, pizza?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Honey for dinner? Honey on what for dinner? Honey
half?
With what?
Hey, front half?
Yeah, back half?
Every time we get pizza, how much is left over? 99.9% of it, what do we say?
Okay, I love leftovers.
It goes rotten.
Don't be an ass, even though you are an ass.
Wow.
What?
And there it is. A dab of honey. One little drop of honey will sustain us for 10 months. But you
want
pizza.
Why do you like to be so sad all the time?
This
one
is why
drop
we're broke.
Of honey?
This is why we're broke.
We're broke because you're lazy.
Oh. I tried to get up for a job, and you wouldn't get out of bed. I got up, I showered, I put on my clothes, I put on my hard hat, I got my steel-toed boots, and I started to crawl to work, and you said, and stayed in bed. Therefore, I missed work, and I was fired.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just make this easier for you. I'm leaving you.
No,
I'm leaving you.
Can we do this?
I don't know. I never finished Googling it. I guess we'll just have to try. Whoa.
Hey, Phineas, do you think a worm with weird emotional issues is easy to eat, or should I stay away from that?
Yeah, Doug, I wouldn't. They go through this every week. I'd leave them be.
Yeah, maybe it's a survival strategy for them. If it is, pretty good.
God bless.
Same.
Maybe that pizza goes a big bird.
Aaron, when you said honey for dinner, I was taking a big drink of water, and I almost choked on it.
Not a good dinner. Add something else.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't like to police what people eat, but honey is not a good dinner.
For a worm. What are worms? Worms aren't living
up. For a
up.
Worm!
When you're scrounging around your house like a raccoon and you're putting together a bunch of stuff, just honey does not a dinner make. You're gonna want to throw a bunch more stuff on that plate.
Disagree. So what? It's the only food I can trust because it never expires. And famously, I throw out stuff the day it expires.
I kind of do this like scroungy thing for dinner, and it's just kind of like, it's kind of like a little charcuterie board. It's honey on a plate.
Ugh,
my furniture
pisses
is
me
ruined.
If you become tired and want to leave, you will become a new leader.
Okay. Is this like a political thing?
It is not a political thing. I would say that this is more...
Animal?
This is more like something that would happen in like a festive. It's festive in nature, I would say.
Oh, is this like something like a seed dropping from a tree or something?
Dancing.
Then... Aaron dancing.
Oh, it's like the conga line?
Adel, it's a conga line.
Wow.
Who's splitting off from the conga line and make their own conga line?
So here's the thing. If you become tired and want to leave, you will become a new leader. I haven't done a conga line in like a long time. I think the last conga line I was in was like a wedding like 6 years ago.
Mine was at the bank.
Everybody, conga!
It's
no.
Only
they
at
all
weddings.
Saw your PIN number. They all saw your PIN number.
Yeah, but it's. I would say it's not at every wedding because I've been to many weddings since then. And I don't think I've done I don't think I've done a conga line. Adel, did you have a conga line at your wedding?
No.
Did I have
one
at mine?
Any wedding that a parent, that maybe like a parent has some control over.
Could be.
And they're like, we got to play, we are family, and we got to have a conga line.
But if you become tired and want to leave, you become the new leader. Is that how, like, is that because, like, when someone was like, oh, I'm done, I break off, someone else just gets in behind them and starts the line again? Is that what that is?
Well, you already have, unless you're at the very end of the conga line, you already have a bunch of followers. So when you break off, much like a worm removing itself from each, itself.
Worm works technically.
You have
here,
X amount. So if 10 people are behind me holding my hips, if I leave the person in front of me, I still carry those 10 people.
Holding your hips?
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Wait, that's hands on a hard body. That's if I'm in a mall and they want to win me.
That's my really dream is to be Bronco. The hard body.
Went to a wedding. What a Bronco.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, don't make me a 2003 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Please. Yeah.
Well, I might. JPC and Adel, you are the finalists in winning a car, and you just need to keep your hands on the car longer than the other person. And it's been like 14 hours.
Are you getting cramps?
Yeah, I'm getting cramps.
Damn it. I don't know if we officially met. The name's Truck. I had to try. Yeah,
not going to fall for it, buddy. This hand is staying firmly planted on the car. And you're technically eligible to win this car, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had to get a stamp on your palm to see if you're eligible. You still have your stamp, right?
Nice try.
Hey, why wouldn't I try?
We both had to try. Tell you what, to celebrate, let's both jerk off.
I had to try. Because I had to try. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
14 hours.
Ooh, boy. Is it worth it?
I could sure go for a hamburger right now. You know what I'm saying?
What's a...
Had to try.
Yeah,
had to
it.
Try to
I
see if
it.
I could get I you get to it. Take a bite out of your own
I
hand.
Get I get it. Well,
I had to try.
So we're both having fun, and, you know, this is a blessing that we're the final two. Why don't we give a nice... I'll give a nice prayer to God.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I
took my hands off. I don't joke around about, okay, this sucks.
Okay, no.
I
can get back in, right?
Why are you guys touching my car right now?
Run.
We had to try.
I wanted to see if you'd say that line, and it worked. I pressed the improv button and it worked.
When I was teaching improv, like sometimes there would be like, you know, something happening in the scene and the guy would be like, not my business. And someone would tap in and they'd be like, hey, you know, like we're working here at the fish tank store and like there's no fish left in the fish tank. And then that person would be like, oh, man, like no fish left in the fish tank. What do we do? And I'm like, stop. She wanted you to say not my business, like the catchphrase. She set you up to say the thing that you said. I was like, you gotta do the thing you promised everyone you would do.
But every once in a while, you cannot do that thing.
Yes.
You have to say it at least twice. If they're doing a tag run, you gotta hit the button every time. And then the last time, you get to say something really funny.
The last time it's like, hey, we're at this funeral and someone, you know, the body is missing. And then instead of saying like, you know, not my problem, you say like, Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had to take the body. All right. Thank you so much, Laurie in the UK, for that one. It was Conga Line. And now we're hopping across the pond and we're going to do one from Sean from Oakland. Sean from Oakland says,
Wrong side of the pond. Hopping across the pond to Oakland? That's
they hopped across the pond and then they hopped across the land. It was a pond hop and a land.
3,000 miles.
When I wake up.
Okay, this one's a little longer, but I can always reread it. Kevin, Susie, and Kev. Can you tell this one's from 2018? Kevin, Susie, and Kev are in a line, in that order, looking at each other. They can only see the person directly in front of them. Kev is in the front of the line and can't see anyone. So we have Kev in the front of the line, looking forward, can't see anyone. Susie behind him, looking forward, can see Kev. Kevin can see Susie. Kevin is married and Kev is not. Is a married person looking at an unmarried person? Yes, no, or not enough information.
Wait, who's married?
Kevin is married and Kev is not. So is a married person looking at an unmarried person? Yes, no, or not enough information.
I mean, is this one of those things where it's like, of course it is. There's 8 billion people on this planet. Surely somebody at this moment, is it that kind of thing of like, we brush Adult. Away the whole setup?
Wow, you do a riddle podcast, don't you? But in this instance,
okay,
that's going to lead you astray because gotcha. the information
married?
Here.
That's what we don't
Aaron,
know.
That's what we got to figure out.
But Kevin can't see Kev at all?
No.
Even though Kev's in front of him?
What if Kevin is really short?
Is Kevin really short?
Aaron, unfortunately. No, not unfortunately. It's great that he's really short.
Good okay. save. Good save. We welcome all listeners from 1 foot tall to 10 feet tall.
Did you say Sorry. That Kevin is married little, to Susie?
We have a little amusement park thing with like Adel and GPC, and it's like you have to be either 1 foot tall or 10 foot tall to enjoy this podcast. I'm sorry, Aaron, what did you say?
Did you like sneakily say that like Kevin was married to Susie or something?
Interesting. No, I didn't. I didn't do anything sneaky. This whole podcast, I run above board. I run a tight ship. OSHA can come in here and do a safety test at any time, and everything's fine here.
Well, that's not true. You and I both know that is not true.
This is not a watertight podcast.
We can pee out the poison. We're fine. Kevin, Susie, and Kev are in a line in that order, looking at each other. They can only see the person directly in front of them. Kev is in the front of the line and can't see anyone. Kevin is married. Kev is not. Is a married person looking at an unmarried person? Yes, no, or not enough information?
Not enough information.
For you.
Yeah, not enough.
I need a lot of information. I need to know what Susie's marital status, and then I'll be able to tell you the answer to this.
Not
riddle.
Enough info.
Here's what it sounds like. And okay. here, this might be the answer. So Kev is in the front and he's unmarried?
Yes.
And Kevin's in the back and he's married. Here's the
Correct.
Thing. They're standing in a line, but we just had a question where the answer was a conga line. Famously, conga lines don't have to be straight. They can be curved. So
yes.
if this is a curved line, mm-hmm. then absolutely Kevin can see Kev.
But he can't.
JPC Your said Honor. He can't.
Okay. No further
Okay,
questions.
Then it's not enough information.
Okay. Here's you ready for your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Susie is unmarried, Kevin is looking at Susie, so a married person is looking at an unmarried person, which would make it correct. If Susie is married,
oh,
then
yeah.
Susie is looking at Kev, which satisfies
so,
the
yes.
condition that a married person is looking at an unmarried person. So the answer
oh,
is
of
yes.
Of course.
A married
wow.
person is looking at an unmarried
of
person.
Of course.
Of course.
You know what? Fuck this one from fucking Oakland. This one took deductive reasoning, and that's not something we even engage with a little bit on
no,
this
that's
podcast.
A good
no,
riddle. It
should
I
be
just,
a wild leap.
I got a headache.
It's a good riddle. The problem is all me. The problem
me.
Is all
that
me.
That was completely me. That's the first time ever that it was not the riddle's fault at all. That was all me.
I do want to see a scene.
Wow, ability.
JBC, you've just gotten into an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like a normal person should, you turn around and face the door. And as you do, Aaron gets behind you. She was already in the elevator. She gets exactly behind you to sort of form a short little two-person line.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I totally didn't see you in here. Am I in your way? Are you getting out at the next floor? Or
what is that? Is that Armani? 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 What is that? Is that Armani?
Yeah, this is an Armani jacket.
Ooh,
I don't know how you can
that
smell
scent?
It. What's the scent?
Ooh, Caesar salad for lunch?
I don't know how you could
Caesar salad?
Smell that by smelling the back of my head. I'm sorry. Could you please just take like a big step back?
Going through a breakup. Going through a breakup.
I don't think so.
Oh,
Am
sorry,
I?
Spoilers.
Well, she said she needed space, but that doesn't mean a breakup necessarily, right? Or
I'm going to pass out if I keep breathing like this.
Apologies, everyone. This is Otis, Elevator's operator. We're experiencing some difficulties,
yes.
so your elevator has been
yes,
shut
yes,
down.
Yes, yes,
we
yes,
will get
yes,
back
yes,
to you
yes,
as
yes,
soon
yes,
as possible.
Yes. Huh.
I just got
you,
a text.
You use the dry cleaners from... in the building, huh? You tell by the taste. La, 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 la. You
Wait.
Tell by the taste.
What? Stop licking this. This is Armani. Please.
You're right in front of me.
Look, I just got a text message from Kelly, and she said that she wants to have a talk tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is breaking up with me. Is that...
Yeah.
What are you a psychic?
I can hear keys jangling around in your pocket. You just had a coffee?
I'm fidgety. Yeah, I just had a coffee.
Yeah.
Wait. Please. This is an opportunity. Please help me. What can I do? What do I need to do?
Hey, man, I'm just a weirdo in an elevator.
Or am I? Ow! You flipped a penny at me.
I'll do it again.
Please, no. Otis, let me out of here.
There's only one elevator company. It's Otis, right?
I think so.
Amen to that, brother. We were in an elevator in like a medical setting not too long ago. Me and Mariah were. And when I get into an elevator, I always read the little piece of paper that's like, hey, this elevator is last inspected at this date. It needs to be inspected at this date. Just a matter of habit. I don't know why I do it, but I always do it. And we got in an elevator. There were other people in the elevator. And I looked at it. And the due date for the next inspection was in like 4 days. And I go, 4 days to the next inspection. Cutting it close. And Mariah was like, what are you doing?
Why would you say that?
Other people are in this elevator.
GPC, I really want you to give me a real estimate.
Okay.
How many times a year does Mariah, without like opening her teeth, say, what are you doing to you in public?
It's got to be, it's less and less as the years go by. At this point, she knows exactly what I'm doing and she knows exactly who she's married to.
Okay, but I will so never like forget. Year one, it was maybe 40 to 50 times.
I will never forget a time where Mariah and I were walking home. We were holding hands. We'd probably been dating for a year or somewhere thereabouts. Maybe even less than a year. And we were like walking home back to my apartment and it was like nighttime and we were holding hands and we were talking. And at one point, as we were talking, Mariah like squeezed my hand because she's had a sense, and she goes, please don't be loud. Because she had a sense from like the kinetic energy of us touching that whatever we were talking about, I was about to be very loud about it.
And she didn't want
me to be loud in that moment.
That's
read
so
you
funny.
Like a buck.
If you were holding my hand right now, you'd be able to tell from my body when the volume is about to spike.
Your muscles clench before you scream.
I'm like harnessing it in. Spaghetti does that as well before she barks. She like sucks in air like a fucking rocket and she barks it out. Okay, I want to get to these because these are very fun. These are from Nikita and these are all from Jeopardy. Okay.
Fun.
So Nikita was watching Jeopardy. This is like a Jeopardy category. You don't have to answer in the form of a question or whatever,
sure.
But these are all from Jeopardy. There's a few of these, but we're going to burn through them really quick. I think you guys are going to do really well at these. The category is make a famous phrase. Okay. Mm. Make a famous phrase. So here's your first clue. OMG. The latest Mars rover landed on that feline.
Oh, my Mars. The latest.
OMG. The latest Mars rover landed on that feline. And you have to tell me what famous phrase fits that.
Cats out of the bag. Cat
lunar,
something.
Lunar cat. Lunar,
no. Cat. No. You're right with cat.
Cat.
Okay.
What's
what
a
about
famous
this?
Phrase that has cat in it?
Oh my God. The latest Mars rover landed on that feline and it's dead.
I don't know. Mars rover.
Beating a dead cat? That's not
NASA.
Insane.
Cat.
No.
Cat NASA.
Do you know the names of any Mars rovers?
Oh, a Mars rover is like a dog?
No. Okay. They name like, the rovers that they send into space.
Oh, I don't know any of the Mars
rovers. The one that would sing happy birthday to itself?
Wally?
Okay, yes. But what is this cat? This is this rover has landed on a cat and the cat is dead. So the rover.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Aaron, it is curiosity killed the cat. Okay, here's your next one. A fighter pilot with at least 5 kills who's carrying heavy debts.
Ace in the hole.
Ace in the hole. You got it, Adel. Okay, now you get it. Okay, we have 2 more. No, 3 more. Surrender, Casper, or Slimer?
Give up the ghost.
Okay. He doesn't know Mars rovers, but he knows his ghosts.
Who knows Mars rovers? Was that the $100 question? That's insane.
I don't know. These could be out of order. All right, here's the next one. Mick Jagger fails. I think it's fails, but it says falls. Let me read.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Okay.
Fails to like pick up lichen or something?
Yes, it's Mick Jagger falls in his attempt to pick up supermodel moss.
Oh.
I think that you would have gotten that one anyway. Rolling Stone gathers no moss because moss and moss are both in it. Mm-hmm. Jeopardy writers, I don't know. You could have done a little better with that one. All right, here's your last one, your final one. So far, Aaron has four.
Huh?
Nope.
Points. I didn't tell you how I didn't tell you how the points were awarded. I've been awarding points on a scale that's unimaginable.
The first one was 4 points. The next three were zero.
I didn't see how many points Adelaide has, like seven. Relax. Okay, here's your last one. Result when a poker player at each table has raised an opponent one foul. I like this one.
Poker table at each table. Poker player
result,
at each table.
At each seat at the table, I think. But yes, result when a poker player at each table has raised an opponent one foul. Oh, no. It is at each table. It's a result when a poker player at each table has raised an opponent one foul.
Anti-chicken?
So let's say that there's multiple games of poker going on at this time.
Okay. They raise the pot one chicken? What was it?
Adult? That's so close. Follow that to chicken, a famous phrase.
Chicken without a pot is two chicks in a pot.
No.
Is this a well-known phrase?
This is a well-known, I think it was actually a political slogan.
Yeah, two pots without a chicken. Two chickens without a pot.
Tippecanoe and Tyler Chicken.
No, it's like the Great Depression one. Two
it's the
pots
Great Depression
without
one.
A chicken
no.
are two pots without a bird or a geese in the... Two pots
don't call the
bird.
Kettle chicken.
No. Two pots for every. Is it two pots?
It's only one pot.
One pot. Two one pot for every sicker. Chicken. Two pots for every home.
Episode title.
No. Wow.
I was so worried. It's almost the end of the episode. I didn't know what the title was going to be.
One chicken for every pot.
Yes.
One chicken for every pot.
No,
two...
Aaron, there's.
There's one chicken for every pot.
Kinda.
Two pots for every home. two pots.
I love how you are adding the it's just a chicken in every pot.
That's not what your country can do
thing.
For you,
That's...
but two chickens in every home and one pot in every house.
Chicken in every pot.
A chicken in every pot. A chicken in every pot, a Ford in every driveway. Aaron, you got it, okay? You basically fucking got it.
No, it's not the whole thing. That's not the whole thing. It's Herbert Hoover, and he said, a chicken in every pot and two cars in at every home. It was every home has two cars.
Okay.
That's the whole saying. A chicken in every pot and two cars in every home.
So, Aaron, my question to you is, do you think you can drive a pot?
You can drive after smoking pot if you want to get in trouble.
Whoa. If you want to get in trouble. Wow, she saved it. All right, Aaron, you win that game because of how much it made me laugh. That was what we were playing for. Hey, and speaking of playing, Casey, why don't we play us a little voicemail theme?
No more riddles. It's time for some voicemail. F those riddles. Move on to that voicemail. You could have said Jupiter minutes ago, but you didn't. And now you must get through more show. Call into Hey Riddle Riddle. Try not to say something gross. We get enough of that from JPC, and he'll probably just skip your call if you encroach on his brand, so. All the addles are dressed up like badgers.
I think that one went on much longer, and I pulled that so long ago, I forget who it's from, so thank you.
Whoa, really? You have such a good voice.
Sounded like Mandy Patinkin.
That was amazing.
Was that like from a musical?
Oh, what a beautiful morning, Oklahoma. Ooh, okay. Oh, what a beautiful day.
I bet I can search Oklahoma. Well, thank you to whoever who sent that in.
Colin sent it in.
Colin is what I have, at least.
Is that what I wrote?
Yeah, it says theme, Colin. This one is long. That's the title you gave it.
Okay.
Okay, well, that one's definitely from Colin, and oh no, I see it in the email now. Yep, that one's from Colin. Colin, great on you. Very long. Try to keep them to about 30 seconds, everybody, if you want to send them in, but send them in to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Casey, hit us with a voicemail.
Hi, hey, Riddle Riddle. My name is Katie, longtime listener, first time pisser. I'm calling because I know that my boyfriend is going to propose to me in the next couple of months, but I want to act surprised when he does. Do you have any advice on how to act surprised when an upcoming question that you already know is coming happens? Thank you so much.
Whoa. That's
amazing. Congratulations. Hopefully it's not an hourglass and you read into it.
That's exactly how you do it. We actually, this is our third time hearing that voicemail. Did it sound authentic? Our reaction? That's how you do it. That's how it's done.
Wow.
How you play the game.
I would say practice. Practice yes. How much is too much of a gasp.
Yeah. Also, you could be waiting, like be sitting somewhere with a AAA battery in your hand. And then when he proposes, gasp and put your hands up to your mouth and slip the tip of the battery to your tongue.
Yeah.
And that will give you a little, that's an actor's helper right there.
Yeah, that is a bad idea.
I would say as you're spending time with your boyfriend in the coming weeks and months, always have a bottle of water at hand. And whenever it looks like he's going to say anything to you, just casually take a swig of that bottle of water because you can't fake a spit take. So when the actual question gets popped, you're going to pop that water right out of your mouth in a big spray. And he's going to be like, whoa, she was fucking really surprised.
Yeah. But here's also the thing. Even if you know what day you're getting proposed to, when it's actually happening, I bet you have such an authentic, real emotional reaction that you don't even have to think about it.
Addle, did you take it? Do you have a video of your proposal?
No.
Okay. I got a video.
You have one of yours?
I have a video of mine, and Mariah in the video looks like she doesn't know, she can't comprehend what is happening. Because she's in Florida and she thinks I'm back in Chicago, but I'm like,
she's with her
family on the beach and then you walked up. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I did a destination proposal and her brain just stopped working because she just lost context for what I was doing here. And her first thought was, oh, that's right, JPC was going to go to Florida.
That's so funny. She just made it make sense in her head.
She made it make sense.
This is fine. This is good.
This is fine.
This is great.
Congratulations.
It's awesome.
Yeah, big congratulations to you. Hey, do you have anything, Aaron, that you would like to congratulate?
I would like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Having a lot of fun over there. It's a real party over there. Come join us for a week for free, and we'll hang out with you. We will. Adel?
We will not actually hang out with you.
Anything plug?
Yes, I want to plug all of our other projects. That includes, but is not limited to, Bill Buds, Dungeons and Daddies, The Word Association, Hello from the Magic Tavern, Tell Me About It, and our various guest spots. Aaron was recently on Comedy Bang Bang and crushed it.
That's so nice. Adel's a very supportive friend.
And
he listens to all my bullshit.
Congratulations again on being Beth May. We are so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's my highest career aspiration is just be Beth May.
Listen, Aaron, as Chris Angel Mind Freak on the, I want to say it was a November Comedy Bang Bang.
We have a review here to read. If you want to get a 5-star review on the show, hey, go leave one somewhere. I might find it. Hey, today I found Kyle Gorals. Kyle says, Kyle's beware. This has been an amazing podcast since the beginning. If you're a Kyle, you should not listen while falling asleep. The hosts often use your name in scenes. I once messaged Aaron about it, and she said it's just a common improv name. Then this past week, JPC played a screaming sound, and Adel said, Kyle, Kyle, we're coming for you. Still good, though.
Sorry, Kyle.
No, this is for Kyle Goyers, right? That's his name?
Yeah, this is only for Kyles. Yeah. If you're not a Kyle, what are you doing listening to the podcast?
Yeah, get out of here. Go. It sounds like I was a little rude to you, Kyle, on Instagram. I'm really, really sorry. I must have been having a bad day.
I'm very curious.
I apologize.
I'm curious what that message looks like of like, hey, just reaching out. I've heard you say my name a bunch in scenes. Is this about me?
I was like, shut up, Kyle. It's an improv thing.
Are people mad at me?
Oh, my God. No, it's not about you. And I just want to say to all of you out there at Hey Riddle Riddle Land, 72, 13, flamingo, barbecue sauce, execute the president. You know what it means.
I've been activated. I do want to urge people, if you're doing improv, start using Addle as a character name more often. Call people Addle and make normalize Addle.
And normalize using the name Jupiter as a first name in your improv scenes.
Bye Seamless. Forever. Bye,
Seamless.
Seamless.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Jupiter, hate,
can I press stop, Casey, please?
Please, Casey, let us press stop.
Can I get the fuck out of here, Casey?
Hey there, Bakes and Beans. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We're going back to America's favorite game, Small, Medium, or Large. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.